Okay. Yeah. We do the work, all of us. And you know who's doing the work around here? Well, I suppose you are. But right here where I am, I want to give a huge shout out to this amazing staff here at Coast Community Radio. KMUN is right in the forefront of working their butts off to keep everyone soulfully complete. Yeah, I heard it on Margarita's program. Wonderful song. If the singer is silenced, if the singer does not raise his voice on behalf of the less fortunate, the hopes, the light, the voice of the people will be silenced. So thanks to all the staff here at KMUN and the board and the volunteers. And today, thanks to Nevada for getting us on the air. You'd be surprised how amazing it is. I am every time. I also want to give a shout out thanks to Lisa and Jan and Vicky and Imogen Gallery for their support, and let you know that every bit of support you can throw to KMUN by going to coastradio.org or sending us a check, sending KMUN a check at P.O. Box 269. Astoria 97103. Every bit of it is much treasured. So I hope you're inspired. I'm inspired by the amazing artists I'm going to have on the air in a minute. And usually you can also call us with your pledge, but not during this show because we are live on the telephones. This is Arts Live in the Parking Lot. This is Carol, your host, and I am so glad to be here. Thanks to all of you for listening. And thanks to Jane, Jane Brumfield. Hi, Jane.
Hi, hello.
Glad you're here with me. Well, sort of here with me, as close as it can get these days. And Jane and I don't even have to wear masks, and we can be this close because there's a long telephone line. Jane Brumfield is the proprietor, I believe, along with Mike, of the Brumfield Gallery right here in Astoria. Congratulations. How long have you been in Astoria?
So we've been open just over a month.
Woohoo! That is brand new. Now, you had the imprint gallery in Cannon Beach. Did you change the name when you came here, or did you keep that name and then change, or... what are we doing?
So when we relocated, we decided to rebrand. When we had the gallery in Cannon Beach, we had a printmaking studio and a whole part of the gallery dedicated to printmaking. And while we still support printmaking very much, it's a medium I really love, we show a much more varied range of work, and a couple of people had said that the name was a little confusing. And
yes,
a couple of our artists had said that we ought to go under our own name, so that's what we decided to do.
Okay. Well, I have to thank you on behalf, muchas gracias, on behalf of the Ticos, the Costa Ricans, because I understand that when they were here, they visited the imprint gallery, and you actually guided them through making prints. So
that's right,
that was, yeah, they definitely had fun. But I agree, it was the perfect time to rebrand, rename. And the gallery is located, what is the address? I apparently didn't write it down.
So that's 1033 Marine Drive. It's and, right where the Bergeson and Tile Company used to be.
And it's right between, I believe, Kala and the Lightbox Photographic Gallery. So we have got a very strong arts presence right there. And then also, of course, on 10th Street, up a block and down a block. So it's a happening place right here in Astoria. Jane, do you make art yourself? You make art happen.
I'm always embarrassed about that question. Because yes, I do. But I know enough about art that my art would never be in my own gallery.
I love it. Thanks. I didn't warn you, so that was a perfect answer, though. That's great. Okay. Well, you have a brand new show coming up next week, and it's a double show, actually. And when I first saw a splendiferous exhibition, I thought, wow, but that's actually covers everything. You have the September collection show, but the big one that's happening is Dawning Splenda. That's D-A-W-N-I-N-G. You know, you have a British accent and I have a New York accent, so I thought I better spell that word. And Dawning Splendor, with two wonderful Northwest artists. I have been enjoying their work. I went to the websites, and of course you have photos on your website. Tell us about Kamala. How does she pronounce her name?
Well, do you know what? Since Kamala has become our the new candidate
for vice president, right?
I've started worrying I've been pronouncing her name wrong all this time, but she's never ever corrected me. So I call her Kamala.
Okay, great. We have so many different pronunciations, but it is spelled the same. So Kamala Dolphin Kingsley. Great name.
It is, isn't it?
I'm a little suspicious about the dolphin part, since that seems to be her background professionally, marine biology, ecology, the natural environment. I don't know whether she was a scientist before an artist or all of it together. What can you tell us about her? Her stuff is...
So, I mean, I know that she has a great interest in marine biology, biology and ecology, but I mean, most of her career has been as an artist and working in this area, and very much influenced by the nature and ecology of this area. Her works very much evokes the sort of temperate forests around here. Very earthy. It's very organic.
It's also
slightly decorative, a little bit like Art Nouveau work.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. It's also fantastical, I would have to say. Those or psychedelia, I think, is the word you use, because her creatures are recognizable as from nature. However, they take on a life of their own. And I wondered, because you mentioned Alice in Wonderland, and I had to laugh because when I first saw the caterpillar, I immediately thought of that. So, it's quite wonderful. Where have you met her? Have you presented her before? Or how do you connect with your artists?
So she... I can't quite remember how I first met her, but she is somebody we were showing in Cannon Beach, and we've shown her in a couple of shows, but this is probably the largest collection of her works as being part of this two-person show. So we are actually getting a very large collection of all brand-new work.
Nice. And you mentioned Art Nouveau, and what about the Asian influence?
So, I mean, she's very drawn and interested in kind of design elements and pattern, and occasionally she'll include a little gold leaf or glitter, a certain level of adornment within her work, which actually is relates very much to kind of Japanese painting, Orientalism.
Yeah. Oriental. Yeah, I can't either. tell me, are her works large? I can't tell that online.
So they're probably, I wouldn't say they were large, but they generally are around about 24 by... I haven't got the dimensions in front of me, but probably about 24 by 36.
Okay.
2 by 3 feet.
Because there is so much packed in there.
There is. And often she will paint she will call them panels because she'll actually combine them. So they work very strongly on their own, but when they're combined together, you can actually end up with quite a large work. And there is one 7-panel work.
Oh, wow.
In the show.
Well, I haven't been in your new gallery, so, but your old gallery, I remember you in Cannon Beach, you had very large works, but I haven't been in the new space. Do you have a large enough space to hold all?
This is a lovely space. It's got really high ceilings. It's got fabulous natural light. In actual fact, I feel like the larger works sit better in this gallery than they ever did in Cannon Beach, mostly because of the high ceilings.
I'm so looking forward to seeing it. So content-wise, I, as I mentioned, Alice in Wonderland popped up, and sort of a fairy tale-looking feeling. And I'm wondering, besides her strong attraction, obviously, and ability to paint the natural environment, any idea what kinds of stories go through her head that bring out this kind of art?
So I'm always nervous about being too particular about pulling out particular stories because it kind of takes away from the enjoyment of the viewer to make up their own, but I do know that she's very heavily influenced, as is the other exhibitor, Mary Elaine Thomas, in childhood experience of nature and that area between play, imagination, and reality.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of it will be trying to evoke that sensation that she felt when she was a child and maybe walking along the forest and seeing these frogs. Or in one of the paintings, there is a particular flower that she had never seen in her life that has these huge, brightly colored bells that hang down from the forest. And that related to a trip to Hawaii.
Ah,
but
yes.
She wanted to evoke the same kind of feeling that she felt when she first saw nature when she was a small child.
Which is interesting because, as I said, it's so packed with stuff and so luscious. I can imagine that being a small being and just looking up around all of this, and it's very magical. Now, you mentioned the other artist, Mary Elaine Thomas, is that right? And I have to admit that my cat and I were totally, absolutely charmed by the painting that you chose to share of her work. And as you said, painting women adorned with flowers and birds surrounded by animals. But the one you sent had a cat.
Mm-hmm.
It was all across her shoulders. And a black cat, even better. And so that was also quite magical. And both of them are in that magical world. So tell us a little bit about Mary Elaine Thomas. And where do these folks live?
So they're both Portland-based artists.
Oh, okay.
Kamala is a Northwest girl. Mary Elaine Thomas actually started, grew up around Santa Fe. But has been in the Northwest for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And really the reason that these two artists are paired together is because they have they're affected by the same things in the fact that they really are enamored with nature and the response to nature, and particularly that excitement about seeing things for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And adding in that magical element where you bring your imagination in. So it's also about an otherworldliness.
Definitely.
They both also have that kind of decorative element.
Mm-hmm.
Say we mentioned Art Nouveau,
mm-hmm.
the way that the line moves and the shapes that are made, and particularly Mary Elaine Thomas because she uses a lot of flowers and things in the composition.
Did Kamala and Mary Elaine know each other?
They didn't.
Oh, I love
it. I was really surprised because I thought Portland was so connected that they really would know each other. They do now.
Yes. And will they be... Now, you are actually having an opening, an all-day opening, is that right? From 11 a.m. till 8 p.m.?
Yeah, we are, but it is limited. We have a limited capacity.
Okay.
So we're only having 10, and obviously we're not able to serve refreshments or anything.
Right.
But the show will open, and will be open from 11 through 8 p.m., and we can only allow 10 people in at a time, but... our experience of the last second Saturday is what that actually didn't end up being a problem.
Nice. So do you suggest folks call or go on a website to make an appointment, or can they just show up and hang out if necessary?
So they're very welcome to come to the door as a walk-in.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want to be sure that they can get in at the time of their choice,
mm-hmm.
it would be good if they kind of reserve a time slot, and they can do this by either going onto our website.
Which is? Go ahead and give the website.
Okay, that is brumfieldgallery.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they will be able to click a button and be able to book an actual time there. Or they can do it by emailing us at info@brumfieldgallery.com. Or they can call the gallery too, which is 503-714-3439.
Okay. And the address again is 1033 and on Marine Drive.
Uh-huh.
And it's a wonderful opportunity to see the entire neighborhood. I mean, that I'm so delighted that you took that spot, because it was not. I mean, they had lots of nice things, but it wasn't an art gallery. And now we've got three in a row.
Beat an art gallery.
Really, wonderful. Well, congratulations to you for coming to Astoria and opening the new space, Brumfield, that's B-R-U-M-F-I-E-L-D, brumfieldgallery.com, and 1033 Marine Drive. Now, remember, folks, this is Astoria's second Saturday, so that will be next week, Saturday night, but actually, it's all day Saturday. Astoria has decided to, a lot of the galleries have decided to feature their second Saturday art walk all day, because that way more people can come in. So that's terrific. But ordinarily you're open Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 4, is that correct?
We are, but although that's quite limited opening hours, we're really happy to take appointments for private viewing.
Oh, good.
We really encourage that.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you so much, Jane Brumfield of Brumfield Gallery, with Kamala Dolphin Kingsley and Mary Elaine Thomas, opening in Dawning Splendor Saturday, the 12th of September. Thanks so much for being here with me.
Thank you.
On Arts Live and Local. And folks, for those of you listening, if you live anywhere around here, you know where we're talking about. I think the best thing to do is go online first, check everything out. And if you feel good about coming to visit, be sure to wear your masks. And remember that we're all in this together, and we're taking care of one another. And especially our workers, as we celebrate Labor Day weekend. And a special shout out from me to my worker friends up in British Columbia, Omaha, and Sydney, and Robin, and Wyoming, and New York, and Long Beach, and wherever you are listening. Don't forget, we are in the middle of our slow, quiet, I don't want to sound very quiet, though, do I? Quiet pledge drive. So go online, coastradio.org, press that donate button. Anything you would like to give us is more than welcome. with or without a comment, and it can be for any show or just basically support local volunteer community-based radio, your radio station. Thanks. And a little more music from Ann Feeney.
Listen up. We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your copay,
war on the workers. War on the workers.
And cooperation.
War on the workers.
When they call you a team.
War on the workers.
You better learn how to scream.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. They can lock us out. It's a war on child labor protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's time, sisters and brothers, you know it's time right now. I said it's time we started calling the shots.
It's time we started calling the shots. It's beyond time. And fortunately, I know there are many folks listening who are calling the shots, including a lot of the artists, which is a wonderful thing. And those of you who support not just the artists, but all of the people who are keeping us alive and well. And you know, Ann Feeney is one of those people. She was called by Utah Phillips the number one labor musician in the country. And she's been here numerous times, giving concerts all over town and supporting single-payer, universal health care, all the things that make life better for all of us. And of course, that brings me back to the arts. And my next guest, Richard Newman, my cousin Richard, who's got to show up at Trails End Art Association and Gallery. And that is in Gearhart. Gearhart and Seaside both celebrate their Art Walk on the first Saturday. So that is tomorrow. Hi, Richard.
Hello, Carol. How are you this afternoon?
I'm just fine. So my cousin Richard, what do we say, cousin by a different mother, father, aunt,
yes,
uncle, etc.
Somewhere down the line.
Somewhere,
yes.
Or up the line or something like that. Yeah, Richard and I met when he had another show at Trails End some years back. And when I saw he was having this one, I thought, perfect. So Trails End Gallery is a very special little building sitting out in the middle of a field. And when you go to Gearhart, you look and you say, what, you point people on, what is that? And I understand that you folks have recently done a number on the building. What's going on at Trails End Gallery? And that, isn't that a co-op gallery?
Yes, it is. It is a co-op gallery. It's actually, the building was built in the early 1900s, and it was a schoolhouse.
No wonder it looks like a schoolhouse.
Yes.
Okay.
And over the years, we actually purchased it in 1951.
Oh.
And we've been remodeling it little by little by little. And finally, this year, we accomplished the task. After all these years, we put a brand new outside, we remodeled the inside, updated the electricity, and it's just an absolutely beautiful building, and it sets out, like you said, in a field in downtown Gearhart, and the name is on the front door, and we welcome all visitors to the Northwest, and especially into the area in the Gearhart Seaside Story area to stop down and visit us.
That's great. And Gearhart's opening is Art Walk is from 2 until 5. So what are your opening hours going to be tomorrow?
Our opening hours, we open from 11 o'clock, and our normal is till 3 o'clock on the weekends because of the COVID. So that's why we just stay open the weekends. But tomorrow we're open an extra couple of hours, and we'll be having Art Walk, and I'll be standing here talking about my photographs and
well,
how
now,
I take them. And
yeah. Okay, well, now let's go over there. And I want to give a shout-out to Kitty.
Yes, the president, yes.
Kitty Pano, the president these days of Trails End Art Association and Gallery, who is herself an artist, mm-hmm. whose work is, for full disclosure, hanging in my house. And you've also been quite involved with the gallery. You were also president at one point. Did you say that when you said we bought the building in 1951, you mean it's been an art association / gallery since 1951?
You're absolutely correct.
Wow.
So this is actually we're celebrating 70 years this year as a gallery. We are the oldest gallery in the North Coast.
That's fabulous, yeah. And it is a sweet place. I can't wait to see it with its new, whatever, everything. Sounds like outside and inside. But it's always been a really sweet place. So now, Richard is a photographer, and that's how I knew him. I didn't even realize he had another life because I'm lucky enough to get to relate to people through the arts rather than all the other things. But these days, you're basically full-time photographer. Is that right? Are you retired from
yes.
other jobs?
Yes, I'm retired, and I'm a photographer, and I've been very fortunate enough after I retired to travel, and I've gone to Europe 11 times, and I've gone ahead and have visited 29 countries.
So is that, do you take a lot of photographs? Is that, do you go to Europe to take photographs, or do you take photographs because you're in Europe and you can't resist?
I go to Europe because I enjoy traveling, but I take a lot of photographs when I'm over there, and I just love to take pictures and remembrances, and that's what I really do is I capture the moments that I'm there, and I like to pass those moments on to other people who either have been there or would like to go there to Europe sometimes.
Is your work mostly like landscapes or buildings or humans or animals? Or what's your subject matter most or all of the above?
Well, basically all of the above. A lot of landscapes. And I found that not only do I do Europe, but I take a lot of pictures over on the coast. So I have coastal because people like to travel here and they like to see coastal things. Pictures in of sports, pictures of in the Portland area, around the West Coast. And my European pictures are various different pictures. I've even been fortunate enough to take a couple pictures in over in Italy, in the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and into Venice, the Bridge of Sai. And both of those pictures that I had that were on Criminal Mind TV show a few years ago. So I've got to share those to the nation.
Wait a second. On what was the name of that show?
It was the Criminal Minds TV show when they used to have it on TV.
Okay, so Richard, what in heaven's name are you doing that's criminal?
I'm not a criminal, but that was the name of the show. And I was sitting, it was an Italian restaurant scene. And they liked them because my pictures were in black and white. And I told to the person, I know why you chose me, because they were black and white. And when they get blood all over them, red will show.
Oh, my God. Okay, but I just want to make a disclaimer here that I have seen Richard's pictures, and they don't have any blood on them. So
no,
you will be safe in the gallery viewing his photos. Now, I know you weren't going to talk about it, but I thought it was interesting. What was your plan for this September show?
Well, I had planned it for a year that I was going to Russia, and I was going to be taking a cruise from Moscow to St. Petersburg, and the entire show was going to be the Russian countryside and the buildings and the churches, and that was my entire show. Unfortunately, COVID hit our way, and they canceled all the trips to Europe and Russia, so I had to think fast and think quick. And I used other pictures that I've had from other shows, new pictures that I've taken, and it's kind of the show that I have up now is all different things from Europe, from the coast. There's transportation pictures. There's buildings in Portland. So it's kind of accumulation, but everything is all on aluminum.
So tell us what that process is, because I've seen that, and it's I like it. I like the effect. I know several other artists do it, but all of your stuff in this show is on aluminum. As a matter of fact, Photography on Metal, is that the name of the show? Yeah. So what's the process that's...
Well, I shoot my pictures, and I print all of my pictures with the exception of the aluminum. I print them on specific paper that is a pearlized metallic paper. And aluminum was a new thing that came in vogue about 4 years ago. And I tried it out, and it really gave the photographs a lot of pop. And the way they do it, you can do it many different ways on aluminum, and I have it set up with a company that I can produce it five different ways that makes it with matte finish or the shiny finish or directly that's produced on the metal itself. In fact, I have one of them over here right now, a couple of them in here, that are produced, that instead of putting a white coat down first and then they print the print on top, I take the white coat off and they go directly on the metal, so the metal shows through.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives it a really different effect. The nice thing about metal is you don't need to buy a frame, because it's very
right.
simple, up against
right.
the wall. And if they want to touch it or you spill something, you just wipe it off. It's
right.
very easy,
very
and the
practical.
Paper doesn't ruin.
Right, there you go. Yeah, I have... I've seen John Wecker do large pieces on metal, and I have a small piece by Darren Orange. It's interesting that you say it did become more popular just a few years ago, because that's, you know, when I started seeing it, so neat. And what are your plans at this point? I mean, are you staying mostly in Gearhart? Are you going back and forth to Beaverton? And
I live probably... most of the time over in Beaverton, but I have a house over here in Gearhart for the last 10 years. And it's for my family, and in fact, part of my family's over here for the Labor Day weekend, and last weekend some of my family was here. So I spend a lot of time, and I spend my time over at the gallery. You mentioned earlier about me being involved. I've been the president of the gallery for two terms. I've been the vice president of membership, operations, and treasure. So I have a pretty good working of what,
right.
what
and
it's
I'm
about.
I'm sure those are all very high-paid jobs, too.
Oh, yes. Since we're a nonprofit gallery,
right.
I really get paid an awful lot.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like KMUN.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you started your photography back in high school. Is that right?
You're absolutely correct. I was in the yearbook, and I was my newspaper photography. And during my senior year in high school, I was fortunate enough to become the assistant photographer of the city of Cleveland and a darkroom specialist.
Okay.
And it was a wonderful experience. Not only did I make money, but I got to take pictures in Cleveland of the various different officials and learn my experiences.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what took you into photography to begin with? Did they need somebody and you thought, what the heck, I'll try it?
Yeah, it was one of those option classes that you could take back then, and I took it in the 10th grade and joined the photography club,
mm-hmm.
and then from there I just started taking pictures of all the sporting events and newspapers, mm-hmm. and also the funny part about it, when I was in high school, there was a band way back in the day, and this tells you how old I am, it was called the Dave Clark Five.
Oh, yes. Well,
and I was fortunate enough, they were at a radio channel in Cleveland and a TV channel. I got to go down for my newspaper and cover them, and I got to shoot pictures. I was the most popular boy in school. I had all these pictures of Dave Clark Five.
Wow, that's hilarious. Well, we must be about the same age. So, all right. Well, obviously, well, I'll ask you. I won't say it for you, but do you recommend arts in the schools?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Arts come in many ways. I mean, not only photography, but regular art, drawing art, the music, the theater, all those are arts. It broadens a student's perspective on life, and they can use these skills throughout their life, and it just gives them another way to look at the world. And again, photography has given me the opportunity to see things mm-hmm. that I may not have ever seen before, because textures and mm-hmm. color are so important. So
right. We
need them in our schools.
Yeah.
We need as much art as we can, and it really is a positive thing for children.
Right, and for the world.
And the world.
I think we need it. As I always say, art heals and art saves lives.
Yes.
Thanks, Lorraine. And, okay, what we mentioned in my last talk with Jane Brumfield, that right next door to her gallery is the Lightbox Photographic Gallery. I don't know whether you've been there, but I highly recommend the shows that they have there are extraordinary. So photography is a happening thing on the coast. And congratulations, Richard Newman at Trails End Gallery. And that's, what's your website, Trails End website?
TrailsEndArt.org.
Art.org.
Yes.
Okay, nice. And tomorrow, this is first Saturday, tomorrow is the art walk. So they will be open from 11 until 5. And then otherwise, it's Friday through Sunday, 11 to 3.
Right. And I just want to mention I do make cards up so people can send them out. And tomorrow, when I'm here from 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock, the first 30 people that come to visit the gallery, I'm going to be giving one of my cards to them as a thank you for coming out during the COVID and coming to our gallery.
Lovely. So, lovely. I have bought your cards and sent them. As a matter of fact, I think I sent one of them to my Squamish friend. So wear your masks, folks, and go out and see art and maintain that social distance. But feed your soul, nourish the soul. Thanks so much, Richard Newman, for being with me here on Arts Live in the parking lot.
Thank you, Carol. Okay. You take care of yourself and stay healthy and stay safe.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
This is KMUN, coastradio.org. You can press that donate button. Support the arts, support KMUN, support our community. Thanks, folks.
pretty simple. You got enough wealth to spread it around. See, everybody swims and nobody drowns. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. There are too many people out living on the street. They need homes. They need food to eat. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. We need water. We need clean air. We need jobs. We need health care. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. And it's not just me. And it's not just you. It's all of us. And it's not just me. And it's not just you. It's all of us. It's pretty simple. You take the stolen money up from under their thumb. Give it back to the people that they stole it from. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. You cut the military budget till it's almost gone. Put the money in schools and you can't go wrong. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. We've been doing it wrong all along the line, so let's do it right this time. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. And it's not just me. And it's not just you. It's all of us. It's not just me. And it's not just you. It's all of us. And we are greater than they allow us to believe. We are genius, we are history to be. They think their money is the key, but we know the key is in the numbers of our solidarity. Pretty simple. You can't do it alone, don't even try. You gotta organize, it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. You're dreaming a dream and you're making it real. Everybody's got a shoulder they can put to the wheel. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. And it's a victory and it's almost won. And you're doing what they told you couldn't be done. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. And it's not just me. And it's not just you, it's all of us. It's not just me. And
yeah.
It's not just you, it's all of us.
That's Jim Page, of course. And you can hear Jim Page on Albert's shows often. Jim's an old friend. He's an Oregon Country Fair guy, Seattle guy. Been around for a long time, telling it like it is. Some of you have heard this back in the early days of KMUN when I first discovered that Jim's music fit my boat perfectly. And I asked him, he used to send me these little white tapes, and they were 5-minute tapes, and he would record a song on each side of the cassette. These are cassettes. And that's what I played on the radio. That's how we first started hearing Jim Page right here on Coast Community Radio, KMUN, your community radio station. It's not just me. It's not just you. It's all of us. Pretty simple. Well, maybe not so simple, but if we all get in it together, then we can make it happen. And that's what I'm hoping for. And for me, the arts is a very important part. By the way, when I was talking to Richard about the Gearhart Art Walk from 2 to 5, that goes for all of the galleries in Gearhart, in the Gilbert, the Natural Nook, a great gallery, Cascade Sotheby's, Pacific Crest Cottage, and that's from 2 to 5. Seaside Art Walk, celebrating 16 years, is from 5 to 7 in the Gilbert District, so you can catch them as well. And that's all tomorrow. Also tomorrow, and Sunday and Monday, the Astoria Senior Center on 11th and Exchange is having a, get this, mega, super, gigantic garage rummage sale. And that's, there'll be 20 persons at a time allowed in. It's huge. I mean, the place is packed. And masks are required. So check that out. And right now, I have, that one's mega gigantic. This place is not quite as gigantic, although it's plenty big enough. The Secret Gallery. Secret Gallery is 160 10th Street, but it's got a secret entrance. And here to tell us about a little bit about the gallery and about the show that's coming up are the proprietors and artists, Jill McVarish. Hi, Jill.
Hey, Carol.
Hey. And Chris Minnick. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Carol.
Hey. Now, Chris, have you been on Arts Live and Local with me before?
I have been. Jill and I were on about a year ago.
Okay. I couldn't remember. I know Jill's been on for a long time because she's been making art for a long time that I've enjoyed. So, but I love that secret gallery of yours. So why? What's so secret about it? How do people get into it?
Well, we've been working on making it less secret. We just put a couple of signs up last week, so hopefully it won't be such a secret.
That's good.
But it is located at the end of a hallway on 160 10th Street, so you kind of have to look for the little door. But, yeah.
And it's a big space once you get in.
It's a huge space.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's
voluminous.
A weird space. Yeah. A big one.
Yeah. So, the show that you've got now called Sins of the Father, I love that, because the sins you're talking about are the good sins. It's kind of like Good Trouble of John Lewis. It's the art of the fathers and their kids.
Yeah, it's like what falls on the father falls on the kid. And it's a subject that's really personal to me because my dad was an artist. And
yeah,
really inspired me.
I noticed there were a lot of McVarish names in this show. Have you got are those brothers and sisters or what?
I have 5 brothers and 5 sisters.
Oh my
God!
My
dad had 11 kids.
Oh my!
He was an artist.
And your mother crossed her legs finally? Is that what happened? Ouch. Jeez, 11 children. Holy cow. Okay, anyway, I did not know that, obviously. I'm sitting here with my mouth hanging. No wonder you have so many. So how many of you became artists?
It's kind of hard to count, but I would say at least 50%.
Wow.
And so I've got brothers playing the fiddle in Scotland. I've got sisters teaching school in like the Bay Area. I've got other brothers playing like music in Brazil. It's it's a weird family.
Any other?
And I was kind of at the tail end. I was a little kid growing up. Yeah.
Are you the only visual artist?
No. In fact, I'm not going to be in the show, but my father is.
Right.
And my 3 closest older sisters are all visual artists.
Okay.
And they will all be in it.
Nice. Is that what kind of gave you the inspiration for this, or the concept?
No, it's not. It's funny because in the last couple of years, meeting all the artists that come into the gallery, I've met so many people who were inspired by their father. And there will actually be 6 different families in the show.
Wow.
And the family that inspired it happened about a year and a half ago. It was the Planckys, and Brandon grew up here, and his father was an artist. And we had a Brandon Planckey show, and I was able to meet his father, and his father was so inspiring. And we had just had another show before that where the artist had a really inspiring father for a dad. And I thought, wow, this really is a thing. Like, I'm not alone in this. This is something that, like, I don't know if you can say it's a blessing or a curse, but it's definitely a family trait. And there is nothing better than, like, a father to inspire, or a mother. We couldn't, it's funny, in all of this, we didn't find any mother daughter-son combinations. It all ended up being fathers, which is kind of funny. It kind of fit with the show, but we were also looking for mothers, and
Okay, folks. Folks, if you're listening.
Show next year.
Yeah, exactly. If you're listening out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's our next show next
yeah,
year.
Like, you better get in touch with Jill and Chris and say, hey, wait a minute. And give them the mother side of the story. Or if you're a mother, inspiring your kids. So, but meanwhile, the only other ones I know besides you, I don't know your family, but I do know Sterling Gorsuch and Richard Gorsuch.
Mm-hmm.
And they are local. Of course, Bonnie Gorsuch is an artist as well. So
yes, she
Sterling's
is. Yeah.
Mom and dad.
Yeah.
He couldn't get away without it. His brother's name is Color, even. How could you get away? So what are we going to be seeing?
Well, we have six different families. We have the Orwicks are a very interesting family. They're close to Portland, and they are one of my favorites because different than all of us or anyone that I know, they have become a collaborative team, and he has been painting with her since she was little. And not only painting with her, but mentoring her to do her own work.
Nice.
So Michael Orwick shows at the Dragonfire Gallery in Cannon Beach.
Oh, yes.
And his work is beautiful. It's like, right. I don't know, I would describe it as like kind of classical landscape. It's stunningly beautiful, traditional landscape light paintings. And his daughter and he have a collaborative group called O2. And then she does her own work, which is completely abstract. And she's in her young teens, but she has been doing something that, like, I think any of us would envy, like sitting in her dad's studio, and he's been mentoring her on how to paint.
Mm-hmm.
And then doing a whole separate thing where they are their own entity, where they go and do their own work collaboratively and show it separately. And that is just kind of a beautiful thing on its own. That's something I've never seen.
Very exciting. Yeah. I'm hoping there are people listening who are getting inspired by what you're saying, whether to start doing it or who are already doing it. And we should tell them, how do they get in touch? What's your website? Chris, do you have a website?
Yeah, you can visit our website at www.thesecret.gallery.
The Secret Gallery. And is it a .com?
Nope, it's the dot gallery. So instead of the dot com, it's dot gallery.
The
yeah.
Secret dot gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Very cool. Okay. And who else is...
There's one more pair that I just can't stop talking about. It's the Rood family.
No.
It's Thomas and Reuben Rood. Thomas Rood is a pretty prominent Portland artist. He does woodcuts, and he does, I would say that his work is primarily woodwork and two-dimensional work, but he's going to have a bunch of sculptures
mm-hmm.
in the show, and his son's work is really, really cool. It's perhaps a bit more contemporary, and he's out of San Francisco, and he's quite a bit more modern, but... They too have done collaborative work even in the last couple of years, and the fun of the show is just seeing like the similarities and the divergences, you know,
mm-hmm.
like
yeah.
Most all I would say that all of these artists are the youngest. I mean, the kid is well in their 40s and already a working artist, but so is their father. Again, a working artist, and you can see the progression of work, and you can see, like, you can see the influence, and then you can see where the kid took it a different way, and that's
nice.
Been really fun to watch. But,
nice.
Yeah, the Roods, Thomas and Reuben Rood.
So, now, are any of these artists, fathers or kids, going to be able to be at the gallery next week?
Well, the Orwicks are on their way here as we speak, and we're hoping that they can come. And Thomas Rood we're also hoping might be here. And he won't be on the show, but my brother's going to be here from Scotland just to see the show.
And he can play some music for it.
He's going to play some music for second Saturday in October. There's going to be some live show action.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Okay, so now the opening again is for second Saturday, which is next week in Astoria. Mm-hmm. And the address is 160 10th Street. And you won't have any problem now that they've put signs out. You'll be delighted by this place. There have been some marvelous, exciting art shown in that space. And so that's on September 12th. And you'll be open from 12 till 8 that day. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to be cooking hot dogs out front.
I remember that. We'll talk about that, Chris. We have to talk. We need to talk. But meanwhile, what's your opening time usually? When is the gallery open?
We're open from 11 to 4, Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay, Wednesday to Sunday.
And by appointment.
Okay, 11 to 4. Thank you so much. And we don't have time, but go to the website. You'll also find out about Mary Lou McCauley, who's on The Secret Podcast with an interview with Philip Barish and for her books, her poetry books. So we are out of time, though. Thank you so much for being with me, Jill McFarish and Chris Minnick from The Secret Gallery in Astoria. And folks, I want to let you know tonight and tomorrow night, tonight at 7, tomorrow at 4, the Liberty Theater is showing The Missing Link. Go on their website, libertyastoria.org. Get yourself a ticket. Cannon Beach has the Seasons Deli music tonight. And then the coaster is looking for Don't Fear Shakespeare in the Park people. And that's about it. We're out of time. KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget, coastradio.org. Press that donate button. Bye-bye. Oh.